Vibes are low.
Vibes are low. No. No, they're fine. It's just because we have had tech issues here. And our technician, which is Meg, she's not here right now. So we're just like trying to figure it out. But
we had new mics, two mics. Because we keep saying every episode, next episode, we're going to be on two mics and it's going to sound better. Well, yeah. Guess what? We're using one fucking mic again. Because we had two mics and whatever the heck this recorder machine is.
Not working.
And then it just kept dying. And then we tried on the computer and then it kept cutting out. And so we're back to basics.
Oh, man. And the thing is that we started recording the podcast three times now.
Yeah.
So this is... Welcome back.
Welcome back for the fifth time.
No. We're excited to be here nonetheless.
Woo! We're excited to still be here. Yeah. We've been chatting for...
hours.
An
hour, probably.
But we can't use any of it, so...
Yay! We're just starting again. So, welcome back to Are We Sorry?
Are We?
Podcast featuring Cece and Mia.
Episode
5!
That was kind of cool.
That was kind of good.
That kind of sounded good.
Sign me up.
Sign you up?
Yeah.
For what?
Like a singer, actress, like whatever.
Oh, okay. Like sign you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like you're talking to an
agent.
Give
me a deal. Like,
sign me.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
It's going to happen. I've been manifesting that since I've been like 10.
You learned manifestation when you were 10?
Probably in my subconscious.
You've been manifesting a record deal.
Or some kind, like a signage.
A signage of some sort.
Yeah. Here's the thing, you guys. So, I feel
good luck. Good luck, Charlie.
No, but I feel like when I listen to our podcast, I sound like this extravagant, extroverted bitch.
Bitch.
And I'm so not like that on like a daily basis. I'm like... quite introverted, actually, like, but, you know, I like to be by myself, and I'm quiet, and I'm chill, and so me trying to get out in the world and trying to find a record deal and all those things.
A record deal.
Do you know what I mean? It's so...
I've never heard you express
I'm saying
any
record.
Interest in music.
But that's the thing, I'm so shy and, like, in my little bubble that, like, I'm scared to go out in the world and... take what's supposed to be mine. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, good gourd.
What?
I don't know.
What in the...
Good for you.
What is happening? Why are you not taking me seriously? This is why I don't go out in the world. This is exactly...
Fear of rejection.
Oh my God.
It stems from me.
No, but I feel like I'm getting better with age and with time to just go after what I want. Like, I don't really care what people say.
You know, actually,
I don't really care.
What was, like, something that I think about all the time, one of my, like, favorite, she does so many things. She's an author, she has a podcast, she does, she just does so many things, so I don't even know what to call her. We'll say author.
What's her name?
Liz Moody.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It sounds like I should know, but I don't.
No, it's like, I feel like it's my interests. I don't know if it would be yours kind of thing. But she posted a video and she said one of the biggest things that helped her get to where she was somebody told her once, like, let other people tell you no.
Mm.
Instead of you saying no to yourself.
Oh, I love that.
And she said that, like, she wrote a book and then she's like, obviously this is no fucking good.
Mm.
And then she's like, okay, wait, let me actually put myself out there and let other people reject me. Yeah. And then she got a book signing deal. And then, so now she has the book and then she has a podcast and then she has all these things. And she's like, I would have stopped myself before I let anyone turn me down. And she's like, because if you apply for something that you think is so far out of your reach, maybe they'll say no and they'll be like, what the fuck, girl, you're underqualified for this. But maybe they'll be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
And then you get things you never thought you could have.
I feel like all the big, like, entrepreneurs or, you know, celebrities, whatever it may be, they're like, do you know how many no's I got to get one yes?
Yeah, that's something I am not good with.
Yeah.
I have a huge fear of rejection.
Yeah. You were putting that on me before, but I was like, It's on you. What you
mean? You're projecting right now, babe.
Literally. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know I had it, but okay, sure.
No, I do have a fear of rejection. Yeah. I know that. But I've been working fairly hard the past couple years to apply for things that I think I'm underqualified for and just be like, I'll let them tell me no.
Yeah. Because you have told me that, opportunities. Too.
Yeah. I'm sure I have. Like, I love that saying. Yeah. Let others tell you no.
Yeah. You're like, oh, what are you losing? Just apply. And I'm like, okay. Exactly. And then I get no's and you're like, oh.
Well, you didn't lose anything.
No,
you
I could, know.
Like, one day you'll get a yes and you'll be like, oh, wait. I thought that would be a no. Sorry, was that bugging you?
No, it's because I was like, what if it picks up in the sound?
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
that you're like. That's what it sounds like. How awful. Fuck are you doing under your pants?
Okay. Oh. First of all, I'm over my pants. And I'm feeling how soft and smooth my legs are.
Did you shave?
Feel. Go downwards.
Soft. I agree. I need to shave. I just haven't had time. And then I'm like,
polite.
It takes 2 minutes.
You know what the little thing that rips out your hairs?
Oh, yeah. It's true. It like. You don't shave. You.
Yeah. But actually what's been changing is that I've been oiling with coconut oil.
That's fine.
But that's what I'm saying. It's good.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My legs are so smooth.
Oh, yeah.
And exfoliating. Anyways, this has no connection to anything.
We went
anymore.
From one subject to another. We do that all the time.
Well,
that's us.
That's life.
It's probably not. It's probably just us.
I have to burp. I did it in my mouth. Are you proud?
Yeah, because did you see me? I turned my head to the side. Right. I was like, I don't want to fucking smell it. I don't want to whiff. Nothing. Thanks for that.
It was a small one.
It's probably the mango, because I've also had some little gas reflex. Is that what it is?
From your 1 cubic centimeter of mango that
I've
you
had
ate?
I've had 3 already.
Oh.
You gave
you
me 2?
You were complaining about the hairs. What the fuck? Happened. I thought you didn't like it. I'm like, I'm inching away from the mic and I need to not.
No, you're fine like that.
Beidos is so much down the line.
Why? Because Mia gave me like dried mangoes and they were hairy and I was like, what the fuck is that? But then I guess I got used to it and they're pretty good. No, yeah, so we were saying that put yourself out there. Get your nose.
Yeah. It's actually, I've been seeing TikTok. I said I've been seeing. This was like 2 years ago. But there was a thing people were doing that was like exposure therapy to rejection.
Ooh.
Yeah. And it's just you do things with the intent of being rejected. And the more that you are, the more that you're like, okay, cool. I don't care.
Yeah, I love that.
So they would go up to people and be like, can I hug you?
Oh, no.
And people would be like, no. And they'd be like, cool, thanks. And like leave. And it was just like exposure therapy to rejection.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Nope. I'd love to.
That's next level though. Can
I tell myself that every single time I go out and I see like obviously a bunch of cute guys and I'm like, I should just go up and be like, hey, you're cute. Can I get your number?
Mm.
And then I overthink it the entire night and I don't.
Yeah.
And I never do. I'll make that my homework.
Ooh, okay, so next week when we film this.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm going out in the next week.
I don't care.
You will.
Find something.
Okay.
And then report back next week.
Okay, I will.
Thanks.
I will do my exposure therapy to rejection.
Thank you.
And maybe I won't get a rejection.
Maybe you won't. That's the beauty of it.
And maybe I'll meet my husband. I should be in Cabo next week for my elopement.
Oh, I was like,
why are you looking at me like
that? I was
that?
Like, you're going to fucking Cabo? You didn't tell me? I thought this was real. I was like, what?
No.
Oh. Oh, fuck. I got scared.
No, I'm going to work next week.
Yeah. Same.
So last week we did a game where we asked each other questions. And then this week we posted on our stories asking people to submit questions. And by people, I mean like the same 4 people just submitted a bunch of questions. The our 10 friends that listen to this podcast. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you to our friends. So we have a couple questions. Cece's going to ask them because we're recording on my phone now because of this whole fiasco.
Yeah. And so then I hadn't seen them prior to this. So I'm just like going over them, seeing which ones are the most interesting for us to answer. How many should we answer?
I don't know.
5 or 8 or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like good gap, but let's just start and then we'll see.
I like this one. Thoughts on Sephora kid phenomenon. Phenomenon?
Yeah, phenomenon.
Oh, fuck. Okay. I thought I said that wrong.
No, yeah. For once, you said it right.
Oh, nice. That's funny because I don't understand. We were just talking about the last episode about, like, what is it, lip smacks or whatever they're called?
Yes, lip smacker.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I was putting on my lips when I was fucking 10 or something.
No, if I had the CoverGirl mascara, like, I was like, this is bougie.
Oh, yeah!
Because everybody else had, you remember the, like, pink and green one? You know which one I'm talking about?
Yes.
It was garbage. Like, pure garbage.
Yeah. I don't understand.
Like, everyone had that, and if you had the, like, oh, what is it called? The one that's, like, no clumps from CoverGirl?
I don't remember.
Oh, I don't know. But I had that one, and I was like, yeah, because I'm elevated. Because I'm not like you guys. I'm that girl.
Have you been to Sephora? You walk in there, it's legit, like, 10 to 15-year-olds. They have the bag, like, the shopping cart. And their thing is filled with, like, skincare products. They're putting actives on their skin. I'm like,
yeah, see, I've never...
You got baby skin.
It's funny, I've heard people complain about it so much, and, like, every time I go to Sephora, I'm like, there's not a kid in sight. So I don't know... I don't know what's happening,
I don't know, but maybe it depends on which city. Something like maybe. That. I don't know, but...
I don't know. But I do... Yeah, there's so many things. I mean, I know people complain about it very heavily, but I'm like, I think... And, like, the main thing people say is, like, it's so expensive.
Yeah,
like, obviously. It's so fucking expensive. But, like, I just think I was spending that money on something different.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't think so.
Like, for example, they're getting it for their birthday gifts. Well, my birthday gifts were the same amount. They just were different things.
You think? Probably not, babes. They're spending, like, upwards of, like, $400. Your birthday gifts were $400 back when you were, like, 10?
Mine weren't, well, but my friends were.
Oh, see, me neither.
Mine I grew weren't. Up in a rich place. Oh, I was poor.
It's true. You
but my
me.
Friends were pretty wealthy.
See, me too. Like, I didn't have those. I had, like, hand-me-downs for my brothers.
Yeah, no, me too. I didn't get... Mean? Like, I got, like, nice things, but they were, like a homemade card and, like it was, like,
I thought you were going to say homemade car, and I was like, someone built you a car?
You're like, no, actually, I think we didn't have the same experience.
Yeah, I was like, okay.
Fuck. No, like a card.
Okay.
And like toys and stuff. But my friends would get like an iPod Touch and
Shit. Okay, no. Me neither.
No, I had rich friends. So I'm like, I think to me it was already a thing. It was just different stuff.
This one says, thoughts on OF.
Oh, get that bag.
I was going to say the same thing.
No, 100%. Ugh. Pop off.
Literally.
Also, I think, like, the, like, sex workers and industry has just been so, I don't even know how to, like, put it, but, like, A, black marketed, and B, just, like, so shit for women.
Mm. Very, like, underground.
Yeah, hush, and, hush. Like, being treated absolutely terribly, getting not enough money for it, 100%. And being, like, just used and abused. Like, I just think it was so terrible for so many years. And now women are like, hold on.
Yeah.
I can put this out there and be getting money for it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it the way that I want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're getting that bag. And it's such an ethical way to consume porn.
100%.
Because people are doing it anyways. People watch porn. Like, most people watch porn. Wake up. Which is fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you might as well do it in a, like, what's the word I just used?
Ethical.
Ethical.
Yeah.
It's, like, safe. Like,
she's just looking for another word. I don't know.
Yeah. In an ethical way.
100%.
I love it.
Me too. I love it.
I mean, I don't know if I love it. I've never been on it.
Me neither.
I love the concept.
Me too. I love it for women.
Exactly. I like the idea that women are like, fucking hold on a second.
And they're getting money for it. It's
fucking crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. And also I love that, this is a weird thing to love, but I love that people are like willing to pay for really very weird and specific things.
Yes. Oh, you mean like toe things and like whatever it may be. Yeah.
And it's like, okay, if you want to jerk off to toes, you're paying someone. No, but you're paying someone who said, yes, I'm filming this for that exact purpose. Instead of like Googling pictures and then, or like going on Instagram, finding pictures of people who didn't consent to that kind of thing.
Mm.
You're like, fuck yeah. You want to do it? I'll pay you for it. And the person's like, fuck yeah, you want to pay me for it? Sick. I think it's great.
I think it's also great. Me too. I'm like, I think people are living their kinks.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Live your best life.
Literally. I love that.
Yeah, I think it's great.
We love it.
OnlyFans. Fans.
Okay, next one is biggest red flags and biggest green flags. I'm guessing this is, like, in like regards to men. Yeah.
Okay. There's so many.
The red ones, I bet.
Yeah. The red ones come to mind much quicker than the green ones.
I would have to say biggest green flag is, like, just this gentleman, like, golden retriever vibes is such a green flag to me.
Ugh.
Oh!
The term golden retriever... Whenever I see that on Hinge, they're like, golden retriever energy. I'm like, next.
Okay, but don't put that in your fucking profile. You either have it.
But that term, you know what I mean? Is just so...
It's because they say like the black cat and golden retriever energy, right? That's what they say?
I don't know. I've never heard the black cat.
Oh.
Nobody's called themselves the black cat.
Isn't it the black cat? It's always
golden retriever. Probably. You're probably right. I've just never heard it.
Anyways.
I've never heard that, but...
You hate that term.
I've only heard people call themselves, like, golden retriever, and I'm like, ooh, I hate like that term. It's so, it's just so, like,
well, to me,
millennial
just...
to me.
Well, that's, like, the only way I can describe it, I guess, but, like, yes, you can use
I get
another
what you're
term.
Saying, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that would be my, I guess, my biggest green flag is, like, that type of energy.
Yeah.
And just being, like, aware of someone else
in, yeah,
like,
yeah,
such
yeah.
a genuine way. I find that that golden retriever whatever energy has that it's like, oh my god, you're home, okay, what can I do for you, do you want me to cook for you, do you want to go for a walk, do you want to... like that's what comes up in my mind.
Yeah,
and you're like, yeah, okay, I get it.
I definitely feel like somebody like that would get on your nerves.
Really?
You don't think? You get home, they're like, hi, what can I do, how was your day, what are you doing, look what I've built, blah, blah, blah. Well, I feel like you'd be like, Kate, calm the fuck down.
Well, I'm exaggerating, but I get what you mean. I'm referring it to like as a
I feel like
kind gesture.
You'd be like, actually don't talk to me for 30 minutes when I get home.
It depends what type of day I had, but that's see, but then a golden retriever would be like, okay, well let me know when you're ready, and like, and I'd be like, okay. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway.
I agree with what you're saying.
Okay.
I just think it's interesting because that's not what I see you with.
And then what's your biggest green flag?
I think mine, this is going to be different from you. For me, it's like, if they smile at babies, or if they, like, play with kids.
That is so different.
I knew you were not going to agree with that. But that's what I'm looking for in a partner, is somebody to have kids with.
Yes, I see.
So it's like, if we're out and about and there's a baby... And he's, like, smiling and trying to make the baby smile. I'm like,
Marry me.
Find a bathroom. Oh. Yours was much more wholesome. I said, bend me over the counter. but also, let's get married. Let's get married first. You know?
I can totally see that because I feel like you've already mentioned that to me.
Yeah.
Like, you if you notice that about a couple and, like, the guy is doing that, and I feel
no,
like
if there's a guy wearing a baby Bjorn, like one of those baby holders,
that's kind of cute. Yeah,
it's so hot. Oh my god, it's the most attractive thing ever.
A lot of women say that like the single dad vibe is like hot, and I'm like, I don't get it.
See, I wouldn't my brain goes too far with that, where I'm like, oh, the logistics of it, like, blah, blah, blah. But a dad.
Gotcha.
But those might just be my daddy issues coming out.
Maybe.
I'm searching for father figures.
Goddamn. Okay, let's not get into that. And then biggest red flag.
Oh.
Like, biggest, we're talking. Me, it's just, like, plain and simple. Are you disrespectful? Like, to strangers, mm-hmm. to workers, like, that type of thing. Like, are you holding the door for someone who's, like, right behind you, or are you not?
Yeah.
If they're holding the door for you, are you going to say thank you? Like, just the basics of being polite and respectful, honestly, is... Oh, so I guess biggest red flag is someone who does not do that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be ick.
Yeah, I think mine's pretty similar, where it's, like, if you don't think of others before you think of yourself, which I know some people would be like, no, but you should think of yourself first, but
I don't know. I get what you mean. Yeah.
Like, if you're not, like, considering others in your, any small decision you make day to day.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't, like, super, like, so, self-centered and, macho.
Because, like, I've been on dates with guys where they just, like, you can just tell that they don't even have, it's not ill intent, they just don't have the habit of thinking of somebody else. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no. For sure that's not going to work in a relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Why do I feel bad for them?
You feel bad for them?
No, I guess.
What? I don't.
Yeah, I was like,
you should be considering others.
Fuck. Yeah, you should. Okay.
Okay, this one is interesting. If you could snoop through one person's private life, who would it be?
When you're talking about snoop, you mean, like, go through their phone?
I think, like, yeah, or, like, see their day-to-day.
Hmm.
See what their bedtime routine is. Who are they texting? I mean, I kind of touched on it in the last episode where I said, or I don't know if it was the last episode. I don't even know if we recorded this, but I said to me, celebrities, it's so interesting. The thought that they have a private life that obviously the public knows nothing about, you know?
Yeah.
Like you said, like who's got the small, you know?
The small wee-wee.
The small wee-wee.
I don't think we talked about this at all.
I don't think it was on a podcast. No. I think we just chatted about it.
Probably because.
But I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
Who's They're just slept normal people. With who? Exactly. Mm. And, like, who's got a weird kink? I'm turning all of this sexual now. But yeah, to me, that's
relax.
What... but to me, that's the information I can't get elsewhere. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, private life, I don't care how your relationship with your parents is.
Yeah, no. Does someone come to mind for you?
I was just thinking, like, most celebrities...
Oh, okay, yeah, just no one in particular?
Maybe, like, I don't know, like, I was thinking, for example, like, Selena Gomez.
Mm. She just engaged.
I was just about to say that.
I saw that, I was like,
what do you think of the ring?
It's beautiful.
I was gonna say.
You don't like it?
No, it's horrendous.
Stop.
It's obviously, like, very, very expensive, but it's so ugly. In my opinion.
Really? Yeah. I think it looks so pretty. Maybe we got different. We got different ring tastes.
Every time I fidget with something, she gives me this look.
Well, yeah,
like a mom that's like, put it the fuck down. But you just say it with the eyes, and I'm like, oh god, I'm so sorry.
Because I know we can hear it on the mic.
I know. I can't stop fidgeting. I'm a fidgeter.
Yeah, I know. Jinx.
I was just about to say Jinx.
I think it's really pretty. Anyways, I'm super happy for her. It happened pretty quickly, though, because they've been together for, like, what, a year?
I don't know. I didn't even know. I didn't even know they were together.
What?
But I know nothing. I'm not a very...
You're just not aware?
I'm not in the know when it comes to celebrities.
Okay, no, yeah.
I don't follow any celebrities on Instagram.
Me neither, but, like, I've seen it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, anyways, really happy for her. But I was thinking, like... I don't know, two extremes. Either, like, Kim Kardashian, because I fucking wonder what this girl is up to, because she does so many things. I'm like, how do you have time in 24 hours?
People.
Yeah, I guess you're
paying
right.
People is how you have time.
Well, there you go. So I'm intrigued, for one.
Yeah.
And two, it would be someone like a race car driver or like an F1 driver. Like, what does your day to day look like? Do you have to wake up
at 5? You just want to look at them all day.
What? That's so uncalled for. I don't think they're attractive, no? For one.
No?
Why would you be attractive and be in a fucking helmet all day? Do you know what I mean?
Okay, interesting.
Well, yeah.
So I know.
Like, I just want to see their routine and their training and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. See, to me, that's something you can just Google.
I guess.
Day in the life of Max Verstappen. And I'm sure they made a YouTube. You know what I mean?
Maybe. Like, yeah, you're right.
Like, I want something that I can't get juicy, elsewhere. Juicy. Exactly. I want juicy goods.
Well, have you... You probably have, hopefully. Have you seen, like, what's been going down with, like, Diddy? I don't want to say it too loud. Diddy.
Oh, yeah.
See, that? So fucking intrigued.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, you're like, what's the real information? Because obviously, you're just getting whatever the internet is saying. And it's like, I don't know anyone involved in this personally.
Exactly.
Clearly. Yeah.
I'm so intrigued. Like, what, he had a fucking tunnel, apparently. Like, all the celebrities were in on it. Like, what is going on? In Hollywood.
Yeah.
I want to know. So.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, that's a good one. Although, or like all the stuff that happened with Epstein. Where I'm like, okay, I don't want to know about it. But also like, what the fuck? Like, apparently so many people were in on that private island. Like, just so much stuff where I'm like, we actually will never know the real information.
Well, of course not.
We never will.
No. Same thing with, like, government things. We'll never fucking know. Yeah. It's buried under, like, thousands of documents, you know what I mean? NDAs.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No, exactly. Exactly.
Fucking hell.
So.
That's a good one.
That's what I want. I want.
The goods.
Dirty.
Dirt.
Dirty.
No.
Juicy.
Yeah.
Goods.
Just dirt. Let's not get back into.
So we just stopped talking about it?
Yeah. That's enough.
Okay, I actually think this one is really funny. You have to fight an 8-year-old to the death. Each round adds another 8-year-old. How many rounds do you think you would survive before the 8-year-olds are winning?
Wow, okay. This reminds me of a Squid Game for some reason.
Yeah, yeah. No, it does.
Yeah.
I'm like picturing myself in an arena.
Literally.
And they're like, 2 8-year-olds. Like they're throwing in another one. And there's a timer up on the board and people are betting on it.
I mean, I don't know, do I get to just run away from them, or I actually have to fight them off?
You have to fight them.
If I have to fight them...
Like, what do you mean run away from them?
Well, I'm probably faster, so I would just run away from, like, I don't know, 15 of
faster
them.
Than an 8-year-old boy?
I'm thinking...
When was the last time you ran? When you were an 8-year-old boy?
You know what I mean? It's just like
Yeah, exactly.
What do you call that? Oh, I was going to say bicycling.
Biking.
May I cut that off? For fuck's sake.
No, that was why you say cut that out.
No, it's fucking awful.
Oh,
you sound like an idiot. It's just like biking. Running is just like biking. Doesn't mean I haven't done it in fucking a while that I don't remember how to run. Is what? Eh?
Have you tried biking? Try biking up a hill and tell me if biking, it gets picked up just like that.
Well, I remember how to bike. I'm not saying I'm
You remember
great
how
at
to... Exactly. So that's
hill.
The same thing with running.
Oh, my God.
You might remember how to run. Doesn't mean you're good at running.
I didn't say I was good at running.
Boys play soccer every recess.
Oh, my fucking God. I can run is what I'm saying. Fucking hell.
Okay. You think you could run... You could outrun a group of 8-year-olds.
Well, that was the question. Can I? Or I have to fight them. From what I understand, I have to fight
you
them.
You have to fight them.
So if I'm fighting them, I'm guessing 8.
Hmm.
Is that reasonable?
I think that's reasonable.
Okay, perfect. There you go. Probably
I'm
8
trying
or
to
so.
Think. Like, are we, is it, like, are we murdering them? Like, like, are we fighting to the death kind of thing?
No, well, it did say to death, actually. That's pretty morbid.
Oh, yeah, to the death.
Jesus. Fuck. I would feel bad, first of all. I wouldn't be able to go through with it, but...
No, same.
Actually,
hello? Just made me kill me. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
But let's say we take that out of the equation and they're, like, really bad kids.
Okay, yeah.
They've all murdered someone, you know?
You could probably do a good 12.
See, I think once you get in the zone, you just need to find sort of a system that works.
Yeah.
I think an 8-year-old boy, if you, like, kick him really hard in the nuts, they'll crumple. Mm. And then you can really get him. You know what I mean?
I see what you mean.
So then you just go,
you have a strategy.
Boom, knee him right there. They'll be like, ah, they'll fall to the ground because they have no, they don't, you know what I mean?
They're 8.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That I cannot, I'm 6 foot tall.
Yeah.
I can crush them.
So well, that's what I'm saying. You could probably do 12.
Yeah. 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 I like 12.
Yeah.
It's a nice round number.
There you go.
It's not a round number at all.
It's an even number.
It's an even number.
Yeah.
I guess they're, anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to say 12.
Well, there you go. Don't put us to the test, though.
Yeah.
I don't have to do that.
No. I don't want to knee a kid in the balls. Sometimes.
Okay, moving on. Okay, last one.
Okay, our last question is Botox. Yes or no? And I actually think I can't really pick between yes or no. I think I have a phased answer.
Okay, what would
you
say?
I'm curious what you think because you...
I'm obsessed with like skincare and stuff.
Yeah, like you're much more... I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't make it sound like I'm like, you care so much about... But you put a lot of effort into the way you present aging. Yourself and aging.
Yeah. I don't have Botox. Do I think I'm going to get Botox soon? Probably not. Do I think I'm ever going to get Botox? Maybe. But, like, sometimes I find it makes you look older in some cases. Like, I guess maybe mm-hmm. it depends, like, who you go to and, like, where you inject it, etc. But I rather, like, the natural aspect of, like, aging in the sense of, like, let me do gua sha and, like, let yeah. me do laser treatments. Like, those types of things other than, like, toxins.
Natural beauty laser.
No, but...
I was like, yeah, use frankincense oil. take your vitamins. And she's like, laser therapy. I'm like, oh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're right.
That's my idea of yeah. natural beauty.
Sounds really contradicting, but I just meant like no injectables essentially.
Yeah.
But then again, it's like, fuck, you do you. Like, you do what you have to do. You do what you want to do with your body at the end of the day. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Yes or no? I guess I get, hopefully in like a healthy, what do you call it? Like a healthy,
like dosage.
Dosage, exactly. Yeah. Because, like, I wonder if there's, like, that much study on Botox, like...
Yeah, the effects of it.
The effects of it. Like, yeah. Do we actually know what it does to your body long term?
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, there's this
tell me it's not related to some sort of cancer. Like, how do you prove that?
Yeah, exactly. And, like, there's obviously this new trend with, like, they call it baby Botox, where, like, people of, like, 20 years old are getting baby Botox to, you know,
yeah.
prevent aging
in yes.
their 30s or 40s. And I'm like, oh my God, that is so young. Can yes. you imagine getting Botox from 20 up until like 50 or 60? That is so much.
Yeah, well, so I know multiple people.
Who have gone
who
no get way Botox. In your age range.
Yes.
Wow.
Like a bunch of people I work with. I feel like that's one thing that I'm like, you know what, that trend where it's like getting older is realizing that blah, blah, blah. I'm like, getting older is realizing that everyone is getting Botox. Mm. And I didn't fucking know that. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? We're under 50. But it's like people, like my friends from work, they're like 30 and they're all under 30. And they're getting Botox. And I'm like,
that's young.
Wait, what? We're doing this? I didn't know.
And it's that like was like a thing. Expensive.
Not that expensive.
Well, see, it depends where you go.
I thought it was like hundreds of dollars.
It's supposed to be.
It's like somebody told me it was like $7 an injection, and I'm like,
oh, that's fuck pretty cheap. That. No,
everyone I know that's the price they're paying.
Impossible.
Yeah.
It's, back home it's in not, Montreal, it's like
not a lip injection.
No, I know.
It's not like a silicone injection.
Still though, it's supposed to be. Couple hundreds.
Well, it's because you're getting a multiple lot, of them
maybe
yeah. But I just think it's like, do you ever think, like, I say this all the time, but like men used to hunt for food.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
we used to be concerned about like building a house, building a shelter.
Yeah.
And now we're like, holy fuck, I have one wrinkle here,
I need to fix that now,
I need to put toxic chemicals in there.
Yeah.
put it in with with a needle.
But I'm that's like also, I feel like it's beauty crazy. Standards on women correct. Is like so out of this fucking world that no, obviously 100%. Everybody's scared of aging.
But that's what makes me sad. Honestly, yeah. This sounds so dramatic, but Botox kind of makes me sad.
I know.
I'm like, I'm sad that we feel like we have to do this.
Yeah.
And I get it. Because part of me is like, when I found out all my coworkers were getting Botox, I'm like, wait, should I be getting Botox?
I know.
Like, is this like a normal, like, am I supposed to be doing this? Like,
I know. It's like, tough to say no to.
Exactly. Because yeah. then I look at them, and I'm like, oh my God, I look so beautiful. And then I find out they have Botox. I'm like, oh, so I could look like that? What do you mean? Like, one of my friends, she has a bunch in her forehead.
Yeah.
And I was like, I always thought her forehead was so nice. And I was like, that's why it looks like that. And she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I pay for it.
And yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, I could look like that.
I know.
Like, it's hard not to get dragged into it.
100%.
And like, one of my coworkers, I bet she's listening to this too, but she went to go get Botox. She gets,
lip flip.
So, two things. First of all, she was always told she had a really gummy smile.
Uh-huh.
So she gets Botox in her upper lip.
Yeah.
To have a less of a smile. Isn't that so sad? Anyways. And then she goes to get Botox and he goes, have you ever considered doing it in your jaw?
Oh.
And I'm like, don't suggest things.
Oh, man.
So then she got roped into doing Botox in her jaw. And I'm like, oh, well, man. It's 'cause you stepped in there and he said, you need more.
What I think is that, one, obviously it's their job, but two, they see you as, like, an art in the sense, like, oh, how can I make them more symmetrical?
I don't think it's art. They're seeing you as a human who needs to be perfect.
Maybe.
Yeah. But I get what you're saying.
Yeah. But I think they probably can't help it. No, I don't know.
I think it's so, I hate that.
And especially women in, like, Hollywood and celebrities, I overheard a lot on, like, podcasts where they say they're scared of, like, not having work.
Yes.
Because they're aging, and so they're not going to get casted.
It's actually a fact. Like, you get cast less and less the more that you age.
Yeah. But it's like, if you're getting work done, oh, shit, you can still play this 50-year-old, but you're 65. Yeah.
No, it's like when you watch a high school movie, and you're like, well, that person's for sure 35. What the fuck do you mean this is a high schooler? What are you talking about? Or they're, like, in college, and it's Channing Tatum, and I'm like, pretty sure he's in his 40s. Like, what are you... What the fuck?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, yeah, that's, I guess, the reality of, like, filming and all that, but...
So my final answer on Botox would be, I get it.
Me too.
But I wish it wasn't a thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, as in, like, if you're doing it, I really don't blame you, because we live in a society that values those things.
Yeah.
But I wish it wasn't. So,
Such a big, big deal. Yeah.
That's why I said I don't really have a definitive answer. It's like, yes, but no.
Yeah, I feel you.
Because I would love to be like, I will never, but I don't know.
Of course you don't know.
I don't know. We 100%. Live in a society that values that. How could I not?
Yeah.
How could I say that one day I won't get roped
into
it?
Exactly. Here's the thing. So all of your work friends do it. And then so when they are 40, they're going to look younger. But then when you're 40, you're going to look
40.
40.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, fuck, why do I look older than all these bitches? But it's like, I want to look my age, so then you feel like you have to do it to look their age. Anyways, it's so complex, so, yeah. Fuck. That's pretty much it. This one is going to be a short one because we had tech issues, and I got to get going. I got to get to work.
We're just going to call it a Q&A.
A little Q&A.
A little Q&A episode.
Yeah. And then hopefully we'll get this worked out.
Yeah, we'll figure out the setup.
Woo, 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 woo.
We've got three mics.
We got a million tech
gadgets. No, you're right. We have four.
Yeah.
We have four mics, a recorder, a bunch of laptops, a phone.
Jesus.
I don't understand how it's not working, but it's fine. We'll figure it out, and then we'll be able to do a bit of a longer one.
Yeah. So hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next week.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.